area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the 18 hours main news. Take a look at our stories making headlines. President Hichilema urges Zambians to safeguard peace and unity. Court upholds Luvinda Zakwito rejects DPP appeal in a process of crime case. Gunfire's rebels target the key DRC cities despite the Trump peace deal.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Hichilema Hichilema has urged Zambians not to underestimate the peace and the unity the country is experiencing through abuse of human rights and freedoms. Speaking during the commemoration of the World Human Rights Day under the theme, Human Rights, Our Everyday Essentials, President Hichilema says that this is important, especially with the instability on the global stage. Mr. Hichilema notes that there is a lot happening around the globe, citing the war between Ukraine and Russia, as well as the closest in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Despite this, the president has charged that the country has made tremendous headway in ensuring human dignity through respect of human rights at all levels of life.
You only have to search the internet and see how fellow human beings are exposed to danger. Not far from where we are here, Eastern DRC, a country we share, DRC, 1,900 kilometers of a border, land border, most of it, few rivers, lakes here and there. That's a long, long distance. And when our colleagues are afflicted by insecurities there, risks, threats.
Meanwhile, the European Union ambassador to COMESA, Carolina Stasiak, has urged governments to ensure that benefits it boasts of translate into better living conditions for citizens by ensuring real benefits for the people.
Youth empowerment and the rights of vulnerable people. And these commitments remind us that human rights must translate into improved living conditions, fair access to services and opportunities that reach every community. They also strengthen the case for transparent and inclusive reforms that deliver real benefits to people's lives. And here at home, Zambia is undertaking an important reform process. Ensuring that this process remains transparent and inclusive is key to supporting strong institutions and safeguarding human and civic rights. As Zambia approaches its next...
Meanwhile, the UN resident coordinator Chola Milambo said that Zambia to finalize access to information law, as this is pertinent to transparency and accountability, even as the country heads into the elections soon.
Are the enablers that make them real? They empower citizens to participate, demand accountability, and protect the essentials they depend on. We acknowledge the government enactment of the Access to Information Act as a significant advancement for transparency and encourage prompt completion of its accompanying guidelines. It is essential that this right is maintained in conjunction with the freedoms of expression and peaceful assembly, as well as rights to dignity, safety, and security.
And the Human Rights Commission Board Chairperson Pamela Sambo has called for an end of the long unlawful detentions as well as arbitrary arrests going forward, especially that concerns around this have continued. Meanwhile, the non-governmental organization coordinating council in GOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe, being represented by Ms. Leah Mitaba, said that more has to be done to ensure human rights in Zambia. Government has declared that efforts by the opposition and civil society to stop the progression of the Constitution Amendment Bill Number 7, 2025 are now unattainable following a recent court ruling that dismissed all cases as challenging the parliamentary process. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwitwa says that the state views the court's decision arising from contempt proceedings involving Brian Mundwela and Celestine Mukandila as confirmation that there is no legal impediment preventing Parliament from proceeding with Bill 7. Mr. Mwitwa criticized the opposition for attempting to drag the president into a process from which it is constitutionally insulated, stating that lawmakers should have known better instead of waiting for the court to clarify the matter. He warned that such actions form part of a broader attempt to undermine Parliament's legislative authority, adding that government expects national debates to de-escalate now that the courts have dismissed all related matters. The minister urged Oasis Forum and the Law Association of Zambia, LAS, to act responsibly and make submissions through the established parliamentary process rather than pursuing more litigation, saying attempts to block the bill have failed and the judiciary has upheld Parliament's position.
It is important that we needed to say these things, dear colleagues and citizens.